It's not just a matter of survival for Sitka Community Hospital. ECG Consulting's Kevin Kennedy believes there's a huge upside for both institutions. Right now, they offer many duplicated services to a fragmented population. Kennedy has spent 25 years researching and facilitating business combinations in healthcare. He actually seemed excited about this one.
Right now, you have two delivery systems that are sharing a relatively small number of populations. If you were to come together in a single comprehensive delivery system, providing care to a much larger number of people, you could deliver care in this community that other communities only under 10,000 people can only dream of.
Kennedy mentioned several times that Sitka could punch above its weight if the two institutions combined. How exactly? He described a litany of problems. Sitka has a 60% oversupply of hospital beds. There's competition for patients, duplicate services, declining reimbursement, likely declining city support, staffing shortages, and an intermittent availability of specialty care. Neither institution can really afford major capital improvements. By combining and creating one obstetrics clinic and one emergency room, for example, and having fewer doctors on call, Sitka could open cardiology and orthopedic clinics, which Kennedy called the most obvious gaps in healthcare in the community.
Okay, so that's really the opportunity here, is to come together and build something that is unified, comprehensive, that scales to make care that that is not affordable now, very affordable in the future.
Kennedy described other advantages. Search has a unique reimbursement system through the Indian Health Service that Sitka Community Hospital could benefit from. For its part, Sitka Community, along with many other rural community hospitals in Alaska, receives Medicaid reimbursements at 3 to 4 times the rate of the rest of the country, according to Kennedy. Board member Connie Sipe explained that Alaska offers higher Medicaid reimbursements as a form of indirect subsidy to its rural hospitals, especially those that offered long-term nursing care.
It's always been based on this rule of literally being co-located on the same campus with buildings that are connected. And so if Sitka Community Hospital became the geriatric center and long-term care, and even if we were part of one entity but we weren't co-located with the actual active hospital, it's doubtful whether the kind of reimbursement rate that we enjoy now would continue.
This information prompted the board to briefly consider whether the collaboration would also require a new hospital. Kennedy stressed the importance of long-term care in the equation. Half of the beds in Sitka Community Hospital are long-term care. Those beds, plus the tobacco tax and a generous line of credit and subsidies from the city, are keeping the hospital afloat right now. Search, in contrast, has 5 times the revenues of Sitka Community, about $125 million annually, and recently has been clearing about $7 million in profit. What Search lacks, Kennedy said, was long-term care, and they're interested.
Search knows that you have a long-term care program. Like you guys have found, it's an attractive business opportunity for them, okay? That's a risk for this institution. If they were to get in that business, that would hurt you. Okay, if you guys keep going down a competitive path, it's probably inevitable that happens at some point.
Kennedy was not optimistic about the status quo. Between risks to the long-term care program, declining city support, and possible changes to reimbursements, Kennedy did not think that Sitka Community Hospital could continue very long. In fact, he gave it 3 years.
And beyond 2019, we think the viability of Sitka Community Hospital could be in question.
Kennedy acknowledged that there would be a lot to overcome and a lot to discuss to bring about what he termed an integrated delivery enterprise. There was a history of conflict, some misconceptions, and some biases. To remain eligible for Indian Health Service funding, the enterprise would have to be 51% controlled by Search's board. Yet that control applies only to governance, not to ownership. Sitka Community Hospital CEO Rob Allen used the M word only once.
If we put forward some kind of, you know, merger or takeover, that's dead on arrival.
Kennedy's report was labeled confidential. It won't be presented formally to the Search board until the third week of October. Kennedy said the process was still in the very early stages of discussion for a business combination of this size. And although Search management readily provided usable costs and revenues for this preliminary report, full disclosure had yet to happen. Kennedy remained upbeat. Change is difficult, he said. It's hard to give up autonomy, and it's pretty easy to do nothing. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.